Army, Sea and Air cadets learn discipline, acquire many skills and become productive members of society. Sue today spoke with two standout examples of local cadets at a recent ceremony held at the Sue St. Marie Armory. Aaron Patrick, a 14-year-old Superior Heights Collegiate Grade 9 student, is a corporal with the 155 Borden Gray GC Royal Canadian Air Cadet Squadron. I was inspired to join the Air Cadets by Mr. Jim Brown, one of my teachers. He holds the rank of captain with the cadets. He talks about the cadets at school and flying in the Air Force interests me, so this works out perfectly for me, Patrick said. Patrick has already added to her skill set. I play bagpipes with the squadron. People make being a piper sound a lot harder than it actually is, but you get the hang of it pretty quickly. I'm pretty good at marksmanship too. Young people join cadet programs at age 12 and graduate before their 19th birthday. Patrick has been a member of the squadron for 3 years and has recently started ground school. You learn about aircraft in ground school and you can learn how to fly a glider at age 16 through that program. I'm thinking about joining the Air Force as a pilot. Because of cadets, it'll be easier to get my pilot license and be in a community college aviation program, Patrick said. Joining Air Cadets is something the young corporal recommends. In fact, Patrick has shown skill in recruiting others to put on the blue uniform of the 155 Borden Gray GC Royal Canadian Air Cadet Squadron. When I first joined the cadets, I got a whole flight to join. I used to be promoting. I still am. I got 13 people to join Air Cadets. Patrick enjoys being in uniform. I feel really seen and appreciated because of all the hard work I do. Everyone around me is so nice and I've made so many great memories at cadet camping trips. It'll give me so many great opportunities in my life. Aidan Doyle Moran is a Master Warrant Officer with the 2,310 Royal Canadian Army Cadets. The 18-year-old Superior Heights student is in his fifth year with the Army Cadets, set to graduate from the group upon turning 19. I always wanted to join cadets and I remember they did some recruiting at the Algoma Rod and Gun Club. The Chief Warrant Officer, Cassandra Breckenridge, inspired me to join the Army Cadets. Doyle Moran is an experienced cadet. On parades I'll play the bagpipes. I participate in marksmanship. I do biathlon. There's also all the summer courses. I went and I did a full-bore marksmanship course which got me into competitive precision shooting. That was a lot of fun. Doyle Moran successfully completed the Canadian Forces Basic Parachute course last year at CFB Trenton. That was a lot of fun. It was also really tough, but I'm glad I made it through. He described the experience as amazing. Everything leading up to the parachute jump, the physical training, is a very trying but very meaningful ordeal. When we make the jump, we jump from static line parachutes. The parachute is attached to our back. We have a static line coming out of that and then it's hooked up to a wire. As soon as we jump out the door, it deploys our parachute. We do that at low altitude, like 1,250 feet. You jump out the door and the parachute immediately deploys. It's not like a free fall. How does it feel when you jump out at the door of an aircraft? I had 100 pounds of gear weighing down on my shoulders. It was killing me, and then as soon as I stepped out the door into the air, I just felt weightless. It's like it's magic. The teacher tells you how to land and roll. It was definitely the most fun experience. If you told me when I joined cadets at age 12 that I'd be able to jump out of a plane in this program, I wouldn't have believed it. Upon graduating from high school in June, Doyle Moran wants to study political science or international relations, preferably at the University of Ottawa. Wherever I go, I might help out other cadet units, wherever I land, Doyle Moran said, adding his cadet training will always be a part of him. I think being with the cadets has helped me. One university asked me to write a lot in my application. I kept writing about things I've done in cadets and it's really provided me useful things to put on any application. I can always fall back on the stuff I've learned here. Like Air Cadet Aaron Patrick, Army Cadet Doyle Moran recommends joining a cadet program. Absolutely, 100%. It's a really useful program. I recommend any young person try a cadet program. It's not for everyone, that's true, but give it a shot. You never know where it takes you. Air Cadet Patrick and Army Cadet Doyle Moran were among a large group of Air and Army cadets, as well as Sea Cadets from the 46th Royal Canadian Sea Cadet Corps, gathered at the Armory March 5th for a drumhead dedication ceremony. A new drum, donated by Sioux North Rotary to be used by Army, Air and Sea Cadets, includes a logo by graphic designer Doug Matthews set against a photograph of the International Bridge taken by Dan Grisdale. The drum was dedicated in the drumhead ceremony in a prayer led by Reverend Laurie Stevenson of Central United Church. It's beautiful. I'm excited about it and it sounds great, Air Cadet Patrick said.